today, opponents of gay marriage are preparing to appeal the federal court decision in Virginia that struck down the state's same-sex marriage ban. Others are praising the decision, including Virginia's Attorney General Mark Herring, who spoke on Morning Edition.
Well, I think the judge recognized that the legal landscape on this issue has been moving and that ultimately the courts, presumably the Supreme Court, will need to make a definitive ruling, and that this was an important step toward that.
Well, the Virginia decision follows similar moves by federal courts in other states, including Kentucky, earlier this week. To explain what this may mean for the future of state laws that ban gay marriage, we're joined by Emily Bazelon at Slate.com. She's the legal affairs editor. Emily, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, first, tell us about this Virginia case and what exactly it does and what it means.
Well, it's a stirring decision by Judge Arenda Wright Allen. She quoted Mildred Loving, the plaintiff in the Supreme Court case that struck down bans on interracial marriage. And it's really about the idea that if you are in a loving relationship and you want to be married, then that right should be available to you. It's a pretty straightforward idea about dignity and equality.
And we read that this may have some impact on other states in the South that are in the same circuit of the courts.
Right. So the country is divided up into 12 or 13 circuits for the appeals courts. And the appeals courts that oversees Virginia, it's the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, and that court also oversees North Carolina, South Carolina, West Virginia, and Maryland. And except for Maryland, those other three states also ban gay marriage. So when you imagine this appeal taking place, which it certainly will, if the Fourth Circuit were to find that it was unconstitutional for states to ban gay marriage, that would apply in North Carolina, South Carolina, and West Virginia, as well as in Virginia.
Now, this comes just a couple days after a case in Kentucky. Tell us what happened there briefly.
We have another federal judge looking at the Supreme Court's decision last June striking down the Defense of Marriage Act, which was the congressional ban on gay marriage. And this federal judge in Kentucky said, you know what, in Kentucky, we need to start recognizing gay marriage as performed in other states. It's a narrower ruling than the one in Virginia, but the Kentucky judge did say that if he were confronting the question of whether the state's gay marriage ban was unconstitutional, he would probably say that indeed it was.
And Virginia, Kentucky, there are also three other states where we've had cases in federal court that struck down either all or part of gay marriage bans. Are they all using the same rationale, the judges?
They are. Utah, Oklahoma, Ohio. I mean, we're really seeing a groundswell here of federal judges looking at the Supreme Court's language in striking down the Defense of Marriage Act and saying, look, there's a fundamental commitment to and development of dignity and equality, which means that banning gay marriage is just simply not something the government can do anymore. And the courts have, you know, slightly varied ways in which they get to that end result. But that is the conclusion. And what's really striking is how uniform this has been since the Supreme Court's decision in June. We don't have a single federal judge who has gone in the other direction since then.
And are there other cases pending right now?
Yes, all over the country, there are other similar lawsuits in states with these constitutional bans. And that raises the big question of how this is all going to play out down the line in other district courtrooms, in the other appeals courts, and then ultimately, I think, in the Supreme Court.
Well, I want to get to that in a second. But first of all, there is another interesting legal thing here, which is that in Virginia, couples are not going to be able to get married while this moves through the process. Unlike in Utah, at least briefly, what determines whether the judge stays the decision and allows gay marriages to happen during the appeal process?
You know, this is really up to the discretion of the district court judge. And what the Virginia judge did here is the traditional kind of more cautious and prudent step to take, which is to say, I realize this is a pretty dramatic legal change, and I'm going to put it on hold until the appeals court gets to weigh in. The judge in Utah, however, said basically this is a fundamental right, and I think that couples should be able to enjoy it now. And then, somewhat surprisingly, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals did not stay his order. So couples in Utah got married for a few weeks, over 1,000 of them, until the United States Supreme Court stepped in and said, let's put this on hold pending appeal.
So it's just up to the judge.
It's just up to the judge. It's kind of an amazing fact, but it is.
Now, you mentioned the Supreme Court. Is that what's going to happen here? Are these cases going to make their way to the Supreme Court, and when might that happen?
You know, when the Supreme Court struck down the Defense of Marriage Act last June, it seemed clear that the court wanted to take its time before reaching this big ultimate question about whether states are allowed to ban gay marriage in any circumstances. And I think a lot of people who watch the courts, including me, imagined it would take 3 or 4 years. But now it seems like this is going to be back in front of the Supreme Court sooner rather than later, because at some point we're going to have a split among the courts. And then the judges, the justices, will have to decide whether to take a case and decide this big ultimate question, I think, in the next year or two.
Emily Bazelon, legal affairs editor at Slate. Emily, thanks so much as always.
Thanks for having me.